very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, August the 27th, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we discuss about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing about the issue of women empowerment 8 months after the declaration made by the Africa Union earlier on this year, where they declared this year the year of women's empowerment and development towards Africa's Agenda 2063. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Don't forget to join us.
We are also on the web, on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Kumbenjalo ku www.voashona.com.
Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, General Secretary World YWCA. So I am the African Union Goodwill Ambassador for the campaign to end child marriage. I'm still counting on my fingers the losses, but also the gains. I'm still trying to see what has been the progress. The big progress has been raising awareness to say it's important for us to have the issues of economic empowerment for women, social empowerment, girls' education, and health to be so much on the top agenda is the key discussions around women's empowerment, and this being the year of priority for the African Union on this theme is the topical theme. I've also been quite excited to see a very extensive focus around the issues of girls and the issues around young women. We see an extensive uptake to the effort to raise awareness to end child marriage is a singular issue that the continent is focusing on. We've seen so many country launches, development of national action plans, including my own country, Zimbabwe. We've seen Malawi, the traditional leaders, taking a very strong position that child marriage is not within our culture. So that has been good effort, but of course, we also want to make sure that more girls remain in school, more girls continue to be in school, and when they get out of school, they get jobs, or they get a livelihood, or they are able to go into business. So yes, there is good awareness, but it's not sufficient unless if it is translated to practical issues. Takatarisa nyika yedu yakaita seZimbabwe tichikoshesa nekusumudzira munhukadzi. Mwedzi saiwo uno watakatarisana nawo, tinongotanga kutarisa kuti vazhinji vakugadzirira zhizha rakuya. Totanga kutarisa nevarimi, madzimai ndisu tinobikira mhuri nokuona zvakamira sei. Toda kusumudzira kuti madzimai awana mbeu, awanawo kubatsirikana kuti vagokwanisa kutarisa mwaka watakatarisa nawo, mhuri dzavo dzichikwanisa kuzodya nekuwana zvakakwana. Chechipiri ndechekuti madzimai tiri kushingaira kutengesa pamisika nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka iyi nyaya yemadzimai anotengesa pamisika achitengesa munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dai vaonawo kuchengetedzwa uye vachiremekedzwawo kodzero dzavo, ndise kuti ndopari kutobvararamo yemhuri dzavo. Poiwawo madzimai nevana vechidiki navamwe vanenge vari vashandi, kodzero dzevashandi dzinokosha. Saka ndanga ndiri kutarisawo nyika yedu mazuva apera yanga iri kutaura nyaya yekuchengetedzwa kwevashandi nemaretrenchments nelabor bill yanga iri kutaurwa. Saka iro mwedzi uwoyu watinenge takatarisana nawo, ngatitarisawo nyaya yemadzimai vashandi nekuti kodzero dzavo dzachengetedzwa. Asiwo kando mwedzi watinoti kana iri Women's Month saizvozvi, totiwo kamwedzi wekuwirirana mudzimba, mwedzi welove. Hatitarisiri kuti pange pane bongozozo mumba, kutsunyana, kuchemedzana, kubhinyana. Ndo mwedzi kawo kuratidza kuti munhukadzi anokosha.
We've abantwana baxosha benhleli ngibona izikolo zivula last time abantwana bephenduka labazali besiyaxolisa amabhuku yonke into ayitholakala bazothola kuphi abazali bengasebenzi abantu bayamisa umsebenzi kunjenje umzali uyabhadala ngani akula nto yokubhadala i-school fees akula mali akulani abantu bezimbabwe baphila nzima economy elizweni lethu isifile ukuthi vele akusahlaleki nangusihlele ezweni labanikazi akuhlaleki lakho but kungcono kulakwelakethu umama fanele sibambane umama yithi backbone endlini umama nguyo yenza yonke into nxa singaba ngomama sisukume silungisele izwe lethu lasezimbabwe eliyalikulungiseka nasibambane lomama ngoba sihlalela umama bezapho ama-political differences esiwafaka eceleni silungisisele izwe lethu
thina singabomama sibone ukuthi sibambane sikhone ukuthengela abantwana ama-ballpoint namabhuku ukuthi baqhubekele phambili ngoba ma befundile bazophuma ku-poverty sibathengele nama-sanitary pads ngoba abazali bengasakhoni ukuthi bakwenze ngenxa yalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya ibuhlungu yiyo yangenza ngashiya ekhaya ngabuya lapha ngoba ma ungasebenzi ayikho into ongayenza omama ngithi asisukumeni sibophe amarogwe qine siye phambili ngoba wathinta abafazi wathinta imbokodo
thina njani bomama asibambaneni sizame ukulungisela izwe lethu sibuyelele ezimbabwe siyelungisela izwe lethu otherwise noma sihlezi lapha ezweni lingaso lethu asihlalanga kuhle abanye bethu bahlukunyezwa bangala maphepha baboshwa libabone noma sosenze nophepha abanye bashaya bebulawe so thina asizameni ukulungisela izwe lethu sibuyeleni siyelungisela izwe lethu ezimbabwe.
We heard there from some of the views on women's empowerment, diverse views there. But if you're just joining us, welcome to the Women's Roundtable. Today we are discussing the issue of women's empowerment. 8 months after the Africa Union's declaration of this year as the Year of Women's Empowerment and Development towards Africa's Agenda 2063. What are your views on the issue?
But as it is marvelous, the African Union made this declaration at the beginning of the year, and we are now in August. And many are asking what gains and losses have been made to achieve this goal by African leaders 8 months down the line.
And also, PJ, the African Union also declared August as the month of honoring women. And countries like South Africa and Lesotho also carried out different programs to honor this month. And some Zimbabwean women in South Africa were also saying they would like to unite and determine the destiny of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Some Zimbabwean women's organizations based locally, even locally in Zimbabwe, in the diaspora, in South Africa, and internationally have been embarking on programs that help encourage and empower women, as you heard from all those diverse voices that we started the program with.
Yes, PJ, and one of those organizations which actually works with empowering women is the Zimbabwe International Women's Awards, ZIWA, which was founded in 2013. But we're going to hear more from one of the ZIWA founders and marketing manager, I think. And they are seeking to applaud women who have made a contribution to our community through entrepreneurship, education, social warfare, charitable and humanitarian works, and entertainment and arts. And this year, the awards will take place in Birmingham in the United Kingdom on the 3rd of October, 2015.
So far, the gains made by women empowerment groups and the government were earlier in the year put into question when one of the most powerful women in Zimbabwe, the former president, Joyce Mujuru, was fired from her post.
And PJ, today, the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, at a rally in Murrumbidgee in Mashonaland West, actually said she will continue to blow the whistle on anyone in the party who does not conform. Mm-hmm. So, we will take a listen to what Amai Grace Mugabe said earlier on. And women activists are asking if this will mean more purges within the government and ZANU-PF itself, and what that will mean for the women in that party and in government. Let's take a listen.
But iyo manje vana manjuru nesipota zvaishanda nazvo vaiti bhora musango. Saka indikati okay, zvandapiwa pembe manje ndakuita chi referee manje. Kana ndaona munhu ari muZANU-PF ari offside. Zvinonzi hanzi referee kana tiridza pembe, hanzi toni yacho inokuratidza kuti zvakanganiswa stereke here kana kuti zvakanganiswa zvishoma. Zvinoi ndakairidza pembe kuratidza kuti zvakanganiswa kwakuru. Ndikati ndaakuchida kuti muone manje upenzi hwareferee manje kuti anoridza pembe pachokwadi. Kana uchikamanisana nezano PF pembe inori. Kana uri offside pembe inori. Saka ndakaona kuti vanhu vanga uchikamanisana nemusangano. Nekuve offside pembe garira. And pembe hairegi kurira nekuti inina handityi. Kana ndapiwa pembe ndichiona shata hoko ndokuridzira pembe.
PJ, that's the words there from Dr. Amai Grace Mugabe. Varikuti ivo, if you continue, you know, disregarding or disrespecting the party, she will blow the whistle, PJ.
Yeah, lapo sizwege, unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, umga akega mongameli Robert Mugabe. Ekuluma eralini konangale eZimbabwe, Murombezi. Lapo kwebe kuluma nguti yenage kasozi ayekele ukukhuluma uzabeloke khuluma nanku phela waxoxisa unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ebandleni ngoba wayengasalandeli iziqondiso zebandla. Iyoke indaba esikhuluma ngayo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama, sikhuluma ngokuhloma kukamama, uhloma kwabesifazana ukuze bathole amathuba afanayo, kungaba ngezombusazwe, kungabe kusezintweni ezehlukeneyo. Wothi ke sizwe ukuthi ubesithini lamhlanje.
Iroida mapj nasi mchirongwa chedu
itape yake utatenda utena isikhona.
Nasi mchirongwa chedu chemadzimai PJ, turiku kurukura nyaya yekuremekedzwa kwemadzimai. Nekuti mamati gaga, sangati endere zvedu mberi nambetambe. Irambe ichienderera mberi PJ, nekuti nguva dzina kumira mushe, takamirirwa negesi wedu mustudio nevamwe vari pafoni. Saka tongotsanangura zvedu kuti muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuremekedzwa kwemadzimai, tichitarisa kuti sangano reAfrican Union rakataura iro kuti gore rino igore remadzimai. Uyezve vakati ivo mwedzi uno mwedzi wemadzimai. Saka tichange tiri kuziya kuti pane zvaitwa here panyaya iyo yekuremekedza madzimai PJ.
Lamhlanje njengoba sikhulumile Mavelas uthe wena sikhuluma ngodaba lokuhloma kukamama amathuba afanayo. Nanku phela izolo kube kuthakazelelwa i-Women's Equality Day, lapho ke owesifazana athola khona ithuba elilingeneyo labo baba laye wonke umuntu ngelungelo lakhe. Ikanti ke i-Africa Union ike yatsho yathi yona lelo ngumnyaka wokuqinisa kumbe wokuthuthukisa amathuba owesifazana. Ikanti ke eSouth Africa bakuthathele phezulu sibili bathakazelela inyanga yonke benanza imisebenzi emihle eyenziwa ngabomama lokuthi mathuba bani abangawathola. Ikikho sike sezwa laphana ekuqaliseni kohlelo lwethu kulabo esifazana kade bekhuluma abasezi abadabuka eZimbabwe kodwa abahlala eSouth Africa akade bekhuluma ngabadibana lakho empilweni lokuthi benzeni ngokukhuthazana ukuthi bathuthukise ilizwe labo.
PJ, we are very lucky today. We have an in-studio guest. We have Ms. Tato Mochone, who is a 2015 Mandela Washington Fellow. She's from Lesotho, and welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Tato.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
You can tell us a little bit, what's your impression? You've heard our first lady speaking about, you know, what's going on in Zimbabwe, and she's speaking about women's empowerment, also just saying in her party, she will blow the whistle. We saw earlier on in the year, the vice president, who happened to be a woman, was actually fired from her job after altercations between the first lady and her. What's your take on what's going on in Zimbabwe?
I personally think that's a bad characteristic for a leader, especially as a woman leader who every woman is looking up to her. I don't feel like she's standing up for women. And I listened to the tape and I heard people applauding and I was thinking, okay, maybe we are on a different page altogether. But I really do not think it's a... I really think she should stand more for women and advocate more for women.
Mm-hmm. PJ? I don't know, maybe in Lesotho, tell us a little bit, how active are the, you know, women? Are they well represented in government and in such positions like what we're seeing the First Lady doing?
In Lesotho, what is happening is women are underrepresented. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of advocating right now for women empowerment, for women to hold leadership positions. But what is really happening is we still have men dominating in those spheres, like the leading positions. Even in parliament, we have a very low number of women. For the first time ever, we only had recently a political party, which is the opposition, that is led by a woman. And this was a fraction from the big party. So mm-hmm. it was a breakaway, and then she formed her own party. So the women are underrepresented in generally in many things.
Thank you, there, Tato. Mm-hmm. PJ,
even in the media itself, you are in the media in mm-hmm. Lesotho. Women in leadership.
Women are, but fortunately for me, where I work, women are dominating.
Like how is that? How did that dynamic come about?
I really do not know. I remember at the beginning of my tenure there, my then boss was saying I was caught between because I had to bring about balance. Mm-hmm. But there, I think we have only two men in the whole radio station and like seven women. So in that regard, I think women are important. But leading positions, yeah. Women are still lagging behind.
Mm-hmm. PJ tirikunzwa sisitato vari kutaura kuti kuLesotho kwavanoshanda ivo zvinhu zvakati nakei kune madzimai akati wandei vari pamabasa epamusoro asi muhurumende nemuparamende hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka madzimai akati shomei PJ
Nkosi yazithatho mutshone lapha yintatheli izindaba isebenzela umsakazo woseLesotho kodwa ulapha nje eMelika ngoba uyifellow ye-2015 Mandela Washington Fellow ovela odabuka kweLesotho. Lapha ke besimbuzile ukuthi wena ubona njani ngomumo okhona kwele Zimbabwe njengalokho kade kukhulunywa khona ngu-first lady wethu unkosikazi Grace Mugabe wathenana akuvezi kumbe akutshengisi ukuthi lo ngumkhokheli oqobo. Sambuza njalo ukuthi khona elizweni lakhe kweLesotho kumi njani nxa sikhangela ukuthi abesifazane bayakhokhela na balazo yena izikhundla ezobukhokheli wathi hayi kwezompolitiki kwezombusazwe akukho kodwa ke kwase ngangisengimbuza ngathi kwezintatheli izindaba emisakazweni eyo wathi na umsakazo awusebenzelayo kulabesifazane abaningi
aiwa
kuyinto ethabisayo.
On that note, at least, you know, you bring hope. Because when you see a situation like that, where, you know, they're starting maybe at the grassroots and going up. Maybe you are going to be one of the future leaders, we hope.
Yeah. I think the very good thing that we really should note about Lesotho is women who are up there are actually very supportive of each other.
Uh-huh,
yeah. So I think that it goes back to the pull her down syndrome where women in the leading positions feel like the ones that are down here are actually jealous of them. But what's really happening the majority of the time is women who are in leading positions or who are holding high offices, I've seen in recent years that they are very supportive of each other. And then mm-hmm. we have the Finite Women Appreciation Awards, which is an initiative that mm-hmm. honors women. And I'm a proud winner of the 2014 award in the media category. So, yeah, I really think we are going somewhere.
Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
PJ, I think you have a guest that's on the line.
Yeah. Says long courses and Antanto. Inkosi moyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, mphathi wehlelo. Ngibingelela abalaleli endaweni ezithiyeneyo.
Yeah. Wena ke useSouth Africa ngapho lithakazelele inyanga yonke lithakazelela imisebenzi enziwa ngabomama ngabesifazane kanye lokuthi bathuthukiswe ngayiphi indlela kanye lokuthi bathola amathuba bani. Wena ke ungathi kamfukamfu ngamafitshane nje ukuthi wena ubona njani umumo lowo nxa sikhangele elizweni lethu eZimbabwe.
Masikhangele elizweni lethu eZimbabwe ngathi umumo wakhona singaqathanisa langapha eSouth Africa.
Yeah.
eSouth Africa ungathi kuyathembisa for South African women, at least it's kuyathembisa ukuthi baya phambili ababuyela emuva njengakithi, but kithi futhi esingapha singathi asinandawo. Akula lapho kuthiwa sibhilonga khona because akula muntu ole ndaba lokuthi kulabo mama beZimbabwe baphila lapha, labo babhizi ngokwabo, thina nje sizifunela imisebenzi. kodwa masibheke emuva le kithi sivela kwenza umuntu uma ngusase munde kakhulu.
Akula nhlanganiso lapho elihlanganela khona njengabe esifazane abe Zimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa.
Mina lapho engikhona inhlanganiso okuhlanganela khona abesifazane beZimbabwe baseSouth Africa singathi kuyabe kungama amaclub amaclub la uchayelana izimali ngezinyanga yikho lapho esithola khona isikhathi sokuthi sihlangane njengabomama sithi singenzani ngoba uma usebenza imali yakho nayithola incane ngeke uze uthenge i-property ngeke uze uthenge lutho andabanye siyakha le emuva so masithayelana amaclub njengabomama yikho lapho esingathi siyathuthukisana khona lokuncedisana sithenge izinto zendlini izinto i-property ama-stand ekhaya lapho esifika khona.
Kodwa lezi ezombusazwe ezezikhundleni ezobukhokheli alilako lokho kuningi
aba involved njengakubo MDC but iningi labo mama abalapha eSouth Africa abakho involved ezinto ze politics nezinto ezinjalo babhizi basemsebenzini omunye lomunye udinga imali yokuthi at least akhona ukusupport abantwana support abanye ekhaya abakupolitics bakhona but bayabalwa kodwa iningi nje abanye basesikolweni at least sijoyela lelabo kunjalo nje.
Marvelous. I was talking to Ms. Ntande Nkosi Moyo. She's just articulating what is happening in South Africa. As women who come from Zimbabwe who are now living in South Africa, I was asking her if ever there are any organizations where they fellowship together or they gather together to talk about how to develop Zimbabwe, to develop their places where they're coming from. And she's saying politically, few women are involved in the politics of Zimbabwe. Very few are in the political parties like MDC, but mostly most women who came from Zimbabwe are more focused on making money just to support their families.
In the politics of the stomach.
Yes.
I don't know. I think, Tato, on that note, you've heard what PJ is sharing from our contributor. How is it in Lesotho when it comes to such issues like, you know, women coming together to empower each other?
There is a close relationship, you know. People that can afford, it's easy for them to do it. But people are so busy being hungry, especially when you go to the highlands, to the rural parts of the town. People are so busy being hungry. It doesn't make sense when you say someone is busy being hungry, but people are so... They are poor and they don't have time. You know, time is of essence. I don't have time to go for meetings. If I come to this meeting, what are you going to offer me? So if there's something on the table that you are offering them, then they will come. But it's only for a little while. And afterwards, if there's nothing, then, you know, it's not easy for. But if they are brought together because there is a scheme, they're going to get paid at the end of the day, it's easy for them. But in the cities, in our small towns where people have jobs, it's easy for women to come together. But I realize it's not sustainable. It just happens for a little one and then they go. But the ones in politics, they stick together and they just stick together. So if only we could copy that and not do the politics, but do our politics of empowering each other, I think that would be a very good thing.
Thank you, Tato. I think we have our other guest, Ms. Nomsa Sibanda of the Zimbabwe International Awards. She's the marketing manager. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Ms. Sibanda.
Thank you very much for including me in the conversation.
You've heard what we were talking about, but we just wanted to hear about your awards for 2015. Why are you having these awards, especially aimed at women?
I think part of the reason, I mean, it's what one of the guests pointed out about the idea of not having any platforms outside of politics where women can come together and celebrate their achievements. So Juliana Jonathan, who is the founder of the Ziwa Awards, came up with the idea purely for that, like, you know, realizing that there were so many awards out there on a continental level. There's so many awards out there awarding men all over the place, but we didn't actually have something that was by Zimbabwean women, for Zimbabwean women, really highlighting the great successes that are happening all over the world. So that was really the genesis of the Zimbabwe International Women's Awards.
Okay, thank you there, PJ. My noms as Bandavar could see you. Ah, Vaka wana Jaka Kodzera Ijo. Kutipave Ipo. Nemubairo inopi womang Mazmaya Kuita Mabasaka Kosha. Varimunika, never Sirimunika. Notice no Mazmaya Kawanda Chaisu Parishi Novarpada and Demta and the Facebook. Vachit Iwa Voteo Kwandiri. Saka kusvika mwedzi waOctober vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kutsvaga ivo rutsigiro rwokuti vakwanise kupinda mumawadziwaya PJ.
Kulo mncintiswano lapha okhona osungulwe yinhlanganiso kumbe ngithi iqembo elizibiza ngokuthi iZimbabwe International Awards awards eziwa. Unkosikazi Nomsasi Banda, unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana Nomsasi Banda obekhulume lapha ngesingizi sizisiza ukuthi kakhwanise ukukhuluma ngolimi lwesiNdebele kodwa ke yena uthi yena Mamela zathi njele ukuthi kakwanisi.
Hayi wayisibanda, iyakwanisa kukhuluma.
Hayi yebo phela. Hayi ngakho ke angifuni ukuthi ngikukhulumele enxenye ngatwist amazakho ngumisikoti.
Khuluma.
Ungazitsholo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu.
Akakhulu ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah.
Bengifisa ngize ngikhulume ngesiNgisi ukuthi kho ama awards akhona athe buya. Ngokungela ndawo yokuthi abafazi bakhulumisane bahlangane batshengisane indlela ezi-right ngokungela ndawo yokuthi khona sazana sibili on a global level ukuthi khona sithi ayi yazi kulomuntu lo oyenza so nomunye oyenza so. So sitshengisane ukuthi khona kulendlela eziningi abafazi bayenza izinto eziningi. So we need to start celebrating that a little bit more and really recognizing khonokho ukuthi you know thina sikhona. So for once that's really the platform yet you're good sihlane and sonke sijabule sibone ukuthi indlela zikhona ezokucelebrate abanye abafazi.
Liyabanika imivuzo minyaka yonke kumbe liqalise namhla lo nyaka kumbe sile minyaka iqalisile.
That guy saw 2012.
Yeah.
So that testing of October, and so we are at Birmingham, UK. That will be award show, yes, really.
Yeah.
So I'm award that corner, once a year, go to my celebrations that corner, especially our Zimbabwe, all over the world. You know, I end throughout the month. So even though it's late award show, Yodwa. We see positivity and on our fast throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. A title you heard there from Miss Sibanda, who's talking about the awards. Do you have such similar awards in Lesotho?
Yeah, we do have. I mentioned earlier, which I said, the Finite Women Appreciation Awards.
Uh-huh.
And actually, this coming Saturday, the event will be happening, and that will be the third annual event.
Uh-huh.
So they will be honoring women. The whole intention is to honor women in, mm-hmm. in all spheres, all walks of life, you know, from media to business to customer care, and you know, you name them. So the awards will be happening on the 29th, and I think it's a very good initiative mm-hmm. to empower women, to say women. And when you see other people do good and they get recognition, you strive to do good as well. So I think it's a good thing for the Ziwa initiative as well as the Finite Women Appreciation Awards initiatives to empower women, because all the women who are watching who haven't won are at a space where they are like, I want to be there. If that's PJ, she won that award for mm-hmm. community service, I can do it too. Mm-hmm. And then they end up contributing to their communities.
Mm. I think on that note, Tato, we are going to round off our first segment. We'd like to ask our guest, Nomsasi Banda of the Zimbabwe International Awards, to hold on. And also Ms. Okay. Moyo to also hold on. And we also want to thank our listeners who were listening in with us today. And our in-house guest, Ms. Tato, will continue with you. But please do not hang up. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are now streaming live. So please join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Mina Praxitus Jeremiah. Sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu abasemsakazweni weradio. Kodwa ke lingalibali ukubana siyaqhubeka kunye imizuzu engamashumi amathathu. Sisebulenjini ku www.voa ndebele.com.